The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
It's the sort of quirky thing you desperately wished were available.
But now it is. So stop complaining and just listen.
Broadcasting live in the heart of New York City.
The Eric Metaxas Show.
Now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Oh my goodness. What a wonderful introduction. And it's surprising because Todd usually, he's just terrible at announcing. But thank you, Todd, for breaking my expectations. Folks, I've got something so exciting right now. I may burst. Not literally. And probably not even figuratively, but I'm tempted to burst figuratively. I want to say that when I was growing up, one of my favorite shows was called Happy Days. I think you're familiar with it. It's mostly known for Fonzie and Ron Howard. But if you watched the show as much as I did, you felt like these people are – it's your family. And, folks, I have on the line today to talk about her new book – the woman who played Mrs. Cunningham, the mother of Richie, the wife of Tom Bosley. Her name is Marion Ross. She's done many, many other things in her life, but I feel like I'm talking to Mrs. Cunningham. Marion Ross, welcome to this program.
Well, you make me feel very welcome.
Well, that's my...
Okay.
Uh-oh, you sounded so great a minute ago, and then you were just breaking up. Whatever you just said, you said I made you feel welcome. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to pretend that I know you personally, okay?
Well, we're having trouble with the audio. Hang on one second.
I'm going to go to a different room, honey. Here
would
I am.
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I am. Is this better?
Yes. Yes, it's better.
All right.
The whole goal is to hear your voice.
All right, my darling.
I just want to give you your motivation, and you know that I had a crush on you, and I hope you're not embarrassed if I ask you what you're wearing.
Oh, I'm wearing a wonderful red robe that I got at a big fashion show.
A fashion show. You got a robe at a fashion show. Listen, Marion Ross, I'm going to call you Marion just because I'm channeling Tom Bosley. But you you really are one of those people who you achieved the level of iconic because you were in people's homes in such a way that we feel we know you, which is silly because I've never met you and I've never spoken to you till now. But you must get this a lot. I want to start there. This, Happy Days was such a phenomenon in American TV that when I think of all the other stuff you've done a ton of stuff. Obviously, everybody thinks of you as Mrs. Cunningham.
Well, did you ever see that? I did a series called Brooklyn Bridge. I don't think you saw it.
I didn't see it because
I played Jewish grandmother with accent and everything, and I loved that. I loved that.
You're a real actress, aren't you? I think, but you know, it's funny when you associate somebody with a role as strongly as I associate you, and so many people associate you, Mrs. Cunningham from Happy Days. You really think that's the person. And you forget that this is an actor. I think John Wayne would get that a lot of times. People thought he was this cowboy. He was an actor, you know. But people do, unless they've seen you play these other roles, people like me think of you as a 1950s housewife.
Well, I was very close to Mrs. C because, you know, if you're going to be in a series and you're going to play that part every day for years and years and years, like we had 11 seasons, it better be something very comfortable for you. So that really was pretty close to me, you know?
Well, I was hoping that that was the case. That if I found out that you were a bitter, cynical, nasty woman, I would be very depressed. I'd be very depressed at this point. But happy days. The thing that I didn't know. Now, by the way, I want to announce here, you have a book out. It's how I was able to get you on this program. The book is called My Days, Happy and Otherwise by Marianne Ross. That's you. And you have a foreword by Ron Howard. Is that the Ron Howard?
That is my son, Ron Howard. And everybody in the cast is at the chapter. And even Garrett Marshall before he died, Erin Moran before she died.
Erin Moran, that's actually tragic when we all heard of the very, very early death of Erin Moran, who played Joni, your daughter, on the program, and Richie's sister. Did you know her much in recent days?
Well, she had moved away out of the state and everything, but we did keep in touch, and it was tragic to see a child actor have their life really come apart. I don't want you to put your children in show business, okay?
Are you concerned about that? That about kids in show business? Is it seriously that?
Yeah, I think it's not a good idea because the parents get kind of swept away. The parents can't handle it. I think that's what happens.
The parents can't handle it. Wow. I know, because the kid becomes the head of the family or something like that. It's a little weird.
Yeah, it changes the dynamic.
Ron Howard, talk about somebody who was in show business as a little kid. But he obviously is one of those rare cookies who just did it so beautifully. It's kind of extraordinary.
Well, once again, we were talking about parents. Once again, Ron Howard's dad and mother were super. They would take him home from, he wasn't hanging around the set or hanging around the studio. They would take him home. They'd put him in a ball team somewhere, you know?
Wow. Well, I've seen his father, and he just seems like a solid character. I mean, let's face it. Being in show business for a kid, you just said it. It's so tough, and you know it must have been tragic for you to see this happen. I want to go back just to your career. Everybody thinks of you as the mother in Happy Days, at least if you haven't watched Brooklyn Bridge or that kind of stuff. And yet you have an amazing career before that, unless people were tuned into, like, hey, I'm watching Perry Mason, and that's the woman who plays the Richie Cunningham's mother. You were in Perry Mason. You were in so many sitcoms. I mean, I can't even think of one that you're not in.
Well, and you'll see in the book, I've got pictures. I did a movie with Cary Grant and one with Clark Gable, and I went to Broadway with Jose Ferrer, and
did his wife know?
So it's been a big career, and I was under contract to Paramount Studios when I was 23 years old.
Unbelievable! That is unbelievable. But I mean, the fact that you were in a film with Jimmy Stewart,
right?
I mean, that was the Glenn Miller story, right?
Exactly. You've never even heard of Glenn Miller.
Oh, of course I have. Don't be silly. Stop. Stop that. No, but I mean, it is amazing that you were in all of this stuff. June Allison, before you kind of, hit it with it's just sort of funny. I think we're nearly out of time in this segment. How much time do we have? Okay, we got just a few minutes. But you just sound like you're in the room. I'm so happy that we switched phones. Now, working with Cary Grant, I cannot imagine. Everybody says he was sort of really like that. Is that true?
Oh, yes. He was elegant and lovely and caring. And Clark Gable was just, I was awestruck, But he was very good to me. Yeah, very
wow.
Nice.
Was Cary Grant also tan in person?
Yes, he is.
See, that's
yes,
amazing.
Is.
That's
what
amazing.
That?
Usually
yeah.
That's pancake makeup, and then you meet them in person, you realize, no, it's the real thing. We're going to be right back, folks. Hey, I'm talking to Marianne Ross, probably known to you as Mrs. Cunningham on Happy Days. We will be right back.
Well, I asked my old pappy why he called his brew white light instead of Mountain Dew. I took a little sip, and right away I knew that my eyes bulged out.
and my face turned blue. Lightning started flashing, thunder started clashing.
White lightning.
Well, the G-Man, T-Man, ever nearest to, searching for a place where he made his brew. They were looking, trying to book him, but my pappy kept on cooking.
White lightning.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code SAVE20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug In Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code SAVE20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today, use promo code SAVE20, and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's go. Pestfree.com, promo code SAVE20.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com. Promo code MIKE2018.
If you were fumbling around in the dark and someone handed you a flashlight, you'd take it, right? Shouldn't it be the same when it comes to spotting threats to your identity and data on your devices? The digital world is full of so many connections, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. And you don't want to be left in the dark if that happens. Fortunately, new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to shed light on more of today's threats. Threats to your identity, like your personal info for sale on the dark web, and threats to your computer or tablet, like ransomware or emerging viruses. No one can stop every cyber threat or prevent all identity theft, but new LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices you may not see on your own. Join today and get an additional 10% off our already low price starting at just $7.99 per month plus applicable taxes for your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are all happy.
gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. Feel so right, you can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, and we're playing the theme song from Happy Days, Bill Haley in the comments. And why? Why, you ask? Because I have Marion Ross on the line. She's written a new book called My Days, Happy and Otherwise. You know her, if you know her as I do, as Mrs. Cunningham from that great series. But she did so much else that I'm embarrassed. Marion, again, welcome back. I cannot get over the breadth of your career.
Really?
You make you know, Frank.
Well, you know how old I am. I am so old. I am 89.
Well,
Can you believe that?
You don't sound old. You sound very, very young. And
I am very young. It's just a surprise to me.
It's a surprise to you that you're 89?
Yeah.
Well, just do the math and you'll see. No, but it is an amazing thing because people age differently, and you've obviously retained your youth, your joie de vivre, all the things that one likes to retain, and I think that that's so important. But it's not something one takes for granted. So I'm happy to hear you sounding just as I remember you from 1976, if I can go back a few years.
Well, you're a darling boy. Yes.
Yes, I am.
Thank
yes, I
you.
Am. But I was in junior high school when the show, launched. And, of course, I feel like I know all of you, as I was saying before. And the breakout star of the show, of course, ended up being, Arthur Fonzarelli, who we know him as the Fonz. And that was not expected. What happened early in the show? I mean, I remember the first episode, he was wearing like a tan windbreaker. That's not a joke, right?
He would go in the bathroom, take out his comb, notice that he was perfect, not touch his hair at all, and he was in his little gabardine windbreaker,
But there was like a controversy. They didn't want him to look like a thug wearing a black leather jacket. But finally, you guys won that battle, and it became...
And that's why my relationship with the Fonz was so important. Arthur, I would call him Arthur,
He
had a special relationship with Mrs. C.
Right.
And so he wasn't a thug. We would let him in our house.
Right. It's shocking that I would never let a thug like that in my house, I'll tell you right now. No, but it was so sweet because you're the only one that called him Arthur.
Yeah.
He let you get away with it. But that was, there are icons in TV history. To be sure, Fonzie was a huge icon. And it was kind of strange because it was the 70s, but everybody was suddenly into the 50s again. We haven't had much of that lately, have we?
No. My goodness, it's a different world, isn't it?
I think it is. I mean, I remember the nostalgia for the 70s. When I was in the 70s, I remember asking my mom, so what was it like in the 50s? I was all excited about the 50s, and it was only 20 years earlier, which is a little bizarre. It's like saying, what was it like back in 1998? Well, it's not that long ago. It's kind of strange to ask.
Yeah, no. I remember one time asking Gary Marshall, I said, do you think Marion can get a job? Could she, and learn to drive? He said, no. It's not about you. It's about the boys.
Isn't that interesting? Well, because that was happening, of course, in the 70s. Everybody was trying to break ground and be socially relevant. This was very much a Gary Marshall sitcom. It was not a Norman Lear sitcom. And maybe you can explain the difference to my listeners.
Exactly. We were very gentle, and we had a thing called practices. They watched every script we did, and we couldn't say this, we couldn't say that, and that kept us, locked in, which was probably good. It toughened up the writing, I think.
Well, isn't that always the case, though, right? When you have strictures that you whatever strictures you have make you work harder to make something better.
Exactly.
Well, I remember vividly, most of the first years until I went to college in 1980 when I ceased watching TV for 40 years, I think. But basically, you have you created something that is up there with any of the great sitcoms. When you got the job, having done so much in Hollywood, did you think that it would last? What did you think when you were called to play this part?
Very unimportant, very unimportant. And my life was bad. I was getting a divorce. My life was kind of in the dumper. So this saved my neck, but my part was very simple. I had lines like, "Oh, Howard," and to the children, "Oh, you're not eating," you know, things like that.
It didn't really stretch you as an actress. You couldn't use the Lee Strasberg stuff that you'd learned.
But you know, one of the things that kept us together all those 11 seasons was our softball team. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
You did not know
no.
that? No. Oh.
You had
that was a very, very important part. Gary Marshall put us all on a softball team. And Aaron didn't play, but I did. And Ron Howard is a very good ball player. He played third base, and he took Henry Winkler from New York City and taught him how to pitch, because he never played ball.
Unbelievable.
So they taught Henry how to pitch, and Anson Williams is a good ball player. Gary Marshall played first base.
But wait a minute, Potsy.
Ron Howard's brother Clint was the catcher.
Oh my gosh.
We all played ball, and that we traveled all over the United States and did that.
That is nuts. I love that idea.
And we even traveled to the East German border and played the U.S. infantry in Gebelstadt, Germany.
What?
Do you believe that?
I guess I do, because it's coming from Marion Ross, who's never lied to me in her life. But you know, in a way, that is what I would call cultural evangelism. In other words, America, the best of America, these middle American figures who are on this beautiful sitcom about a happy time, the Eisenhower years, and you were sort of exporting that through playing baseball. I mean, really, everybody in East Germany, my relatives are from East Germany, they wanted that, you know. So that's
well,
just kind
and
of
it was
cool.
A device in which we could meet thousands of fans and share the burden. You know, Gary would say, "Get out there, meet the people." You know, we were so at every ball game we would play before the big major league ball games. We would go out and meet hundreds of people.
You didn't play before any Mets games, did you?
Pardon me?
I don't think you played before any New York Mets games. Otherwise, I would have been there.
We played New York City. Whether it was before a Yankee game, I don't know.
Really? Well, incredible. Now, yes. Arthur Fonzarelli, again, one of these iconic characters, he, more than anybody, I think, is Fonzie. I mean, when I still see him to this day doing an ad for, I don't know what he's doing ads for, but I just think it's Fonzie. He became that character. It's kind of unbelievable when somebody's able to do that.
Well, did you see his new series?
I heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
I'm just trying to think.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, but isn't it a it's Barry?
It's Barry, of course, it's Barry.
And didn't they just have their last episode, or it's like going to be this week or something like that?
Well, but they're making new ones all the time, so
I know.
They're picked up for another season. So, and Henry is wonderful in it. Wonderful.
I've got to watch more TV, Marion. I think that's what I'm learning during this time. That I've got to go back and watch Brooklyn Bridge, and I've got to watch. But I can't.
Oh,
but
that was my favorite, of course.
But you're not ethnically Jewish.
No, I'm not.
You
Jewish.
Just. But and you're an actress, so you can fake
but
it.
But it took me forever to get that part.
Did you?
Finally, Gary Goldberg, who is Jewish, said I got what I wanted, and he said, "I want you to play the part." I loved it.
I
would say to my husband, "Well, take me into Fairfax. Take me to these Jewish delis." Down there. I would just sop up. Are you Jewish?
Am I Jewish? Yeah. Not that I know of, no. I'm
well,
Gentile, but I'm a nice guy.
I sure wanted to be Jewish.
I'm a nice guy. I feel like I'm culturally Jewish because I was born in Queens. I'm in New York, and, you know, I read the Jewish Bible. It's called the Old Testament. You know, I'm into
sure.
that stuff, but
well,
it's just,
well,
you know.
Where are your people from?
My people, my dad's from Greece and my mom's from Germany. They met in an English class in New York City here. So I'm, you know, I'm like the standard American
and what
hybrid.
What is your last name?
Metaxas.
Metaxas.
Now,
Benjamin.
And I've got a question for you.
Yes.
Who's interviewing whom?
Yes.
Eric, yes. Eric Metaxas. Metaxas is Greek.
You
are so sweet. No wonder I love you, because you're interested in me. That's very selfish of me. Now, listen, I want to ask you, we were talking about Arthur Fonzarelli. We were talking about these things, but you played so many things. I still can't get over the fact that you were with Cary Grant, all these different people. When you played this Jewish mother in Brooklyn Bridge,
yeah.
Did you channel Harvey Korman's Mother Marcus?
No, I'm not familiar with.
You're not familiar with that because the Carol Burnett Show. Well, we're going to come back to that. We're going to be right back, folks. I am really talking to Marion Ross. Her new book is My Days, Happy and Otherwise, with a foreword by Ron Howard. We'll be right back at the Eric Metaxas Show.
Crying, hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me. Tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Are you a timeshare owner that would like to get out of your timeshare the right way? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list for 2018. Now is the time to make the call to simplify your life. We have an excellent track record and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So if you want to get rid of those high maintenance fees and annual bills for vacations you never take, call 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's 844-284-4863. For over a decade, we have been working in timeshare owner advocacy to help those stuck in timeshares. Let us help you with a legal and ethical solution. Call us today for a private, no-obligation consultation. We will give you a solution that will get you out of your timeshare once and for all. Call 844-284-4863 or LoneStarTransfer.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Come and listen in to the radio station where the mighty host of heaven sing.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of the endless spring.
Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on, folks, otherwise you won't be able to hear this. In fact, if you haven't turned your radio on, you can't hear me, so why am I even telling you this? Let's just skip it. Marion Ross, welcome back to the program. Just a joy to speak with you.
Thank you, Benjamin. Thank you so much.
Oh, you called me Benjamin. No, I go by Eric.
Eric. Well, maybe I'll use that name instead then.
You can call me Eric. I'm fascinated with all the people who know you from Happy Days. Happy Days, Happy Days. That's my knowledge of you. But your career, I mean, you were in all kinds of movies. Did you think of yourself as successful before Happy Days hit it big, or did you just think, oh, I'm a working actress? How did you feel about yourself back then?
Well, I had hit a slump because I got divorced. I got divorced when I was 40. So from 40 to 50 were not so good for me.
Uh-huh.
Then along comes Happy Days and rescued me, and I start all over again.
You start all over
again. Because I started very high when I was 23. I was under contract to Paramount Studios. Wow. And that was when you went in that commissary, every big star was in that dining room. Was thrilling, I'll tell you.
Who are some of the big stars that you had the privilege of?
Marlene Dietrich would come sweeping in.
Get out of here.
C.B. DeMille is in a little alcove around the corner. Martin and Lewis were there.
Martin and Lewis.
I mean, it was, who could eat?
The other day, I imitated James Mason for some young woman who's British. And she had never heard of James Mason, and I just wanted to you know, throttle her or weep. I don't know. I didn't know. But I said, you've never heard of James Mason. It was so strange. And you realize that some of these stars were so huge in their day, but they're not as well known today.
It's shocking to me. I think the Cary Grants last, the Clark Gables, you know.
Yeah.
But it's like when we did the Glenn Miller story with Jimmy Stewart, June Allison was a number one movie
Oh, yeah.
Star.
She was it. Well, that's because she was the girl next door,
right?
And she never appealed to me as a movie star because it's almost like they overplayed the girl next door with her. But she was just one of these.
She was not a great actress.
She was one. Can you say that on the air?
I can say that.
Who else wasn't a great actress?
Oh, I could probably have a list.
It is interesting that there are people that. Well, I mean, obviously the studios worked in a different way.
It would be like you could say that Marilyn Monroe was not a great actress, but did she ever know how to be a great star?
Right. That's interesting. That is interesting. But you saw yourself from the beginning as an actress. When I say from the beginning, when you were 13, I just read that you changed your name, the spelling of your name, because you thought it would look better on a marquee. Now, what 13-year-old does that? How did you get it in your head at that young age that this is what you wanted to do?
Well, you'll have to read my book, but I think a great deal of it, I had a crippled brother who was like a year and a half younger than me. So, and I'm a middle. Are you a middle child?
No, I'm the eldest.
Uh-huh. Well, I think being a middle child, in order to get any attention, the crippled brother, I had to be... God, I was so driven, and please look at me, you know?
Interesting.
So what they would do, you know, during World War II, you would get the news, there would be sad stories about people being killed and all kinds of bad things, and everybody would say, look at Marion. Look at Marion. I would be crying, you know. I think I was acting from the time I was about 2 years old.
Isn't that interesting? But why do you think, Marion, why do you think it didn't go to your head in the sense that, you know, I imagine if I'd ever had a conversation with Lauren Bacall, she would not have been as down to earth as you are. Why do you suppose some people are seriously down to earth and others are not? How did you avoid that being in Hollywood all those years?
Because I didn't get a lot of attention. I had to struggle to get attention. I have pictures of, we're in the lake swimming. My brother is on a little raft, you know, inner tube, and I'm learning to swim so good. And I can remember saying, hey daddy, please look at me. You know, please look at me. If you just please look at me.
Wow.
I couldn't get any attention.
But when you did get attention, you didn't become a monster, is my point.
So I had to become an actor. I had to become something.
Yeah, but when you became an actor, you didn't become a monster when you finally got attention. I mean, you might have done that. I think that would be the more typical path.
No, I don't know.
No.
No.
you obviously have not thought about this, which is probably the key to your success.
I've never been spoiled, no.
Yeah.
I might be rotten, you know. But,
yes.
You know.
Oh, yes, you are. You're rotten, but you're not spoiled rotten. And
right.
It's important. It's important. Well, you were in so many sitcoms and so many shows. I think you were in an episode of The Brady Bunch. Did I get that right?
I did. I played the children's tutors. And, you know, Florence was a very good friend of mine.
I love Florence Henderson. My goodness, that's another one of these moms that I feel like she really was my mom.
I loved her.
Incredible.
Florence is gone.
I know. That's actually hard, very hard to believe for me.
I know it. I can't get that. I didn't get that.
That was kind of astounding. I don't get any of this stuff. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Marion Ross. Her new book is My Days, Happy and Otherwise, with a foreword by Ron Howard. We will be right back. Hey, Albin.
Yeah?
I'd like to tell you about Greg from Hawaii.
Please do.
Okay. He takes Relief Factor. As you know, I take Relief Factor. And
He says, Greg from Hawaii says, my left knee started swelling last year, making climbing stairs and walking distances difficult. At the same time, my back, hips, and shoulders were aching, and I figured it was worth trying Relief Factor. Within 3 days, I was seeing a difference. Relief Factor is helping with almost all my aches and pains. That's pretty typical.
Wow.
I don't like to oversell things, and so I take it myself, and there is no doubt that if I have a backache or whatever from exercise, it helps. If I don't take it, I notice. So I go, oh, why am I sore? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I haven't been taking it for 2 days or something like that. So I want to suggest that people check out the Quick Start Pack. It's $19.95, and it gives you just enough to know if it's going to work for you. It's like a three-week supply. I recommend it. Obviously, I take it. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Check it out.
This Memorial Day, Patriot Mobile honors the soldiers who have given their lives while serving in the American Armed Forces. Memorial Day is a solemn day of remembrance for the heroes who gave everything for our country and to protect our rights and freedoms. Patriot Mobile was founded to support conservative organizations by contributing a portion of each of their members' bills to causes that represent what we believe in, American values. Patriot Mobile offers great discounts to our military, veterans, and first responders every day to show that they appreciate and value their sacrifice. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You can keep your phone number. Just bring over your compatible phone. They even reimburse your installment and switching fees as a bill credit. $500 per line and up to $1,500 per account. Call today to make the switch at 1-800-A-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com. Make conservative change happen every time you use your cell phone at 1-800-A-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite .com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Our love is alive. So we begin foolishly laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in. Our love is a flame burning within. Now and then firelight will catch us stumbling in.
Hey there, folks. That's the great Susie Quattro. And I've got to ask my guest, Marion Ross, formerly of the cast of Happy Days. Do you know why I just played that?
Yeah, right. I know Susie Quattro.
I figured you did, since you worked with her.
And her little leather outfit.
She was. It's so funny about sitcoms that there's so many people that kind of come and go and are introduced. And she was kind of a character for a little while on the show. And
Pinky Tuscadero.
And Pinky Tuscadero, you know, she played Leather Tuscadero, and then was it her sister who was Pinky Tuscadero?
Yes, yeah.
And did Pinky date the Fonz?
Yes.
Go ahead.
We discovered we just didn't need those people. We didn't need them.
Well, it's kind of funny because it makes me bring up the jumping the shark thing. A lot of people listening right now are familiar with the phrase jumping the shark, but they are unaware of the provenance of that term.
Yes.
Do you want to share the provenance of that term when your clock stops chiming?
We did a show where we pretended that we went to Hawaii, so we all went to Malibu and from Milwaukee,
right.
And we're at the ocean, and the Fonz is in a contest. He's on his skis, and he's going up the ramp, and he's going to, in a big cage down below is a shark, and he's going to jump the shark.
Okay, and this...
So that was a two-parter. We quit it when he's up in the air on his skis, and what's going to happen to the Fonz?
I'm sure I remember this. It was one of those moments where, you know, but the point is that everybody looks back on that moment as when Gary Marshall decided, hey, we got to goose the ratings, like we're losing to, I don't know, All in the Family or something was going
on.
And we got to goose the ratings. What can we do? Somebody came up with the insane idea to put the Fonz on water skis. And if that wasn't good enough, hey, I got it. He can't jump. It's like this was the day of Evel Knievel. What can we have him do? How about him jumping a shark?
I know.
Now, who came? Did Gary Marshall come up with that idea? Who can we blame for that silly idea?
Well, because Henry actually could water ski. So, you know,
well,
they said, what can we use? What can you be doing? So that was a mutual idea, I'm sure.
But it's so dumb that it's become part of the cultural vocabulary. Jumping the shark. Well, okay. So the point is, jumping the shark means when you get desperate and you do something insane to kind of, you know, get your ratings or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like every successful show gets to that point.
Yes, you do. You go into a little bit of burnout. You know, you need a refresher and keep the audience interested because 11 seasons. Normally, you would go 7. You know, that was kind of the lifetime of a series in those days. Financially, I think that's what it worked out the best. But we didn't want to give up the softball team, so we keep it going.
I know, but it's kind of, as I said, I went to college in 1987. I didn't get to see the final 4 years of what happened. What happened? Did anything terrible happen?
Oh, well, we even had the Fonz get married to Linda Pearl, which was not a good idea.
Get out. What? To Linda Pearl?
Yeah.
To Linda Pearl?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
She should marry Robbie Benson.
It didn't really work.
Don't you think? I think she should marry Robbie Benson. In fact, I think she did marry Robbie Benson, like in some ABC After School special.
I know Robbie Benson.
Of course you do. Of course you do. But that is so funny. The Fonz got married. Why? Because Rhoda got married. Now everybody's got to get married.
I don't know. They're running out of ideas. You know.
I mean, it
isn't that we weren't ready to have it end. We were. It was. We knew it was coming.
Yeah. Did you take?
And we did a wonderful two-parter at the end, and by that time, NBC had stolen Ron, and he couldn't be in our show at all.
What?
So we would have a picture of Ron.
What were they doing with Ron?
Pardon me?
What were they doing with Ron Howard?
They said, you can direct anything you want to. He wanted to direct. So they lured him away.
And what was he directing? What in the world was he directing at that point? That is so funny.
He was allowed to direct movies of the week. And so that was the beginning of, he wanted to be a director all along. You know? So this was, NBC, I guess, thought they would break Happy Days, but it didn't. You know, we went on quite a while after that.
And how many spinoffs did you guys have? You had as many spinoffs as...
We did Joni and Chachi and Mork and Mindy, and then we got the great Robin Williams, right?
And you must not forget Gary's sister.
Penny.
We don't want to forget Penny Marshall, Laverne and Shirley.
Penny and Cindy, Laverne and Shirley.
Laverne and Shirley spun off of Happy Days.
Gary loved always, this was the farm and everything. We would always raise new series off
Right, this was the farm. But most people don't know that Mork and Mindy was a spinoff of Happy Days. There was just the one episode, which I get, anyway, he came.
Oh, that was pretty thrilling. Everybody in the whole studio
at Paramount came down to look have a look at this guy called Robin Williams.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
And he set the boys on their ear, I'll tell you.
Well, I you know, when you think of Robin Williams and you think of Potsy and Ralph Malph, they don't seem like they're in the same universe, do they?
No, they're not.
And and literally they were not. He was from another universe. But anyway.
Literally. Oh, what a terrible loss, you know, because he's a pretty great guy, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Well, he was a genius.
He was a genius.
Like his hero and mentor, Jonathan Winters, where you realize that they have a different kind of brain.
Yes. You couldn't, if you said hello to, like Jonathan Winters, if he came in the commissary and you said, hello, Jonathan, he would stop at the table and do a half hour, you know?
Isn't that just crazy? Just the energy. I'm fatigued just thinking about it.
No, and just kind of wild and crazy, you know?
And I don't want to forget to as I look through your book, there are pictures of you with all these older stars. I mean, you were in with Tony Curtis.
Yes, in Operation Petticoat. With Cary Grant also.
I know, with Cary Grant. You've done it all, and now you've written a book so we can read about it all. I hear music, which means we're going to a break. Marion, stick around. We've got one final segment. I sure wish we had more. You are just so delightful. Stick around, folks. I'm talking to Marion Ross, star of Happy Days, one of my favorite sitcoms, and a personal friend of the Fonz. Imagine a politician saying this today. I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. That is a quote from Ronald Reagan. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their service with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Well, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They'll leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, roll my breakfast, cause I'm a hungry.
Hey there, folks. A little 50s music because we're talking about one of the stars of Happy Days, the sitcom. My goodness, it's just a joy talking to Marion Ross. Marion, again, welcome back. I just want to talk to you about everything. I want to ask you, like, who is your favorite star to work with in old Hollywood? It's amazing that you got to do that.
Oh, I can tell you who I didn't like to work with. I tell you that?
I would much prefer that.
I worked with Shirley MacLaine she was very difficult, very difficult.
But
and
wait,
I think she would like hearing that.
Now,
she would like to think that I
now. Now, wait a second. You work with Shirley MacLaine.
Uh huh.
In latter years, you did not work with her in old Hollywood. You worked with her in 1980, did you not?
In 1995.
95, I'm sorry, 1995, yeah. And it was the film, I forget the title, Terms of Endearment? No.
What is the name of that? It was the second part of Terms of Endearment.
Anyway.
Evening Star.
But you didn't like working with Shirley MacLaine, and why?
She was tough on me. She was so tough on me, and she wanted me to look plainer and plainer and plainer, and I even said, do you want somebody else in this part? You know? No, we want you. But, she was tough. But I think I held my own with her. Do you know that? I did.
I would think so. I was predisposed not to like Shirley, and I now have facts, folks. I've got facts.
I love being able to say negative things.
It's wonderful. It's so freeing.
I'm such a nice person.
It's so freeing, Marion. Let's do more of it. Now I should ask you, do you have a few more minutes or do you have to go?
Because no, I'm here for you today.
You're here for me today. Okay, so then because we'll end the first hour in just a minute or two, but then we can get a little bit more because I just want to talk to you about Hollywood. I love the fact that you're willing to talk about who you didn't like to work with because it's important for people to know that show business is tough. It's not so easy all the time. And I'm speaking as somebody who knows nothing about show business.
Hello?
Did I – hello?
Yeah.
Are you there, Marion?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. No, so I wanted to say that thank you for sharing who you didn't like to work with. Now, is there someone else you didn't like to work with?
Well, let me think. It's not so many because I'm a compulsive nice person.
I know you are. Yes,
I really get along with everybody.
I know you do.
Tom Bosley. I didn't get along well with Tom Bosley.
Get out.
Yeah.
No.
And that's in the book. Yeah. He wasn't very keen on me, you know? And he had won the Tony on Broadway, for God's sake, you know?
You know what? I forgot that. What did he win the Tony? What was he in?
For Fiorello.
Oh, my God. I was in Fiorello at Yale. Oh, my goodness.
You were.
Yes, I was.
Did you play the part that Tom played?
Of course not. No. We got the funniest thing is everybody knows Fiorello was 5'2", an Italian. We got this, like, 6'4" Adonis to play. It's the stupidest casting ever. And he was a real drama queen. But anyway, I was in Fiorello. Most people don't know. I mean, I'm a New Yorker. Fiorello LaGuardia. He was the mayor for at least three terms and, you know, one of these beloved mayors of New York. And somebody wrote this Broadway play. And yes, Tom Bosley, Mr. Cunningham, won the Tony Award for playing.
He's like 26 years old.
Wow. And then but then he didn't treat you very well.
No, he resented me. He wanted somebody much better. You know, for the, I don't know what, or famous. He wanted somebody famous,
for the,
I guess.
For the sitcom.
Play his wife. So it took years for me to get him to like me.
But that is actually bizarre. You know, we're out of time for this hour. Marion, don't go away. What a joy having you. Folks, that's the end of this hour, but we'll have more with Marion Ross. Stick around.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.